You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemon.
And good morning. Welcome to Intravenous here on CJSF and 90.1 FM campus and community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh peoples. My name's Robin, and I am here this morning as your host. Not a big show planned today, to be quite frank and honest with you. We're going to listen to a bunch of music. I'm going to share just a couple of things that have come across my desk over the last couple of weeks. And of course, thank you profusely for donating to last week's funding drive campaign and just letting you know that your donations count and really make an impact. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. We're going to start with a couple of pieces of music here. We're going to listen to music today, I think, primarily from our collection here at the station. I'm not too familiar with these artists, but they are in the electronic kind of experimental vein, which hopefully will be an easy way to jump into our day. This first artist is Yoshimi Uzumiki, and this is from an album called To the Forest to Live a Truer Life. Oh, how idealistic does that sound here on Intravenous?
Thank you.
track from a band called Wish Last. No, Wish Lash. Jeez. Wish Lash. From an album called Phenomena that was Closing Mirrors. You're listening to some crazy sounds here this morning on Intravenous Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. I'm Robin. I am your host for the hour. And as I was mentioning at the top of the show, not really a lot planned for today, with last week being Fun Drive. Thank you so much for everybody who donated and participated in our campaign. We really appreciate your generosity. We didn't quite make our goal, which is unfortunate, but donations do tend to trickle in over the next little while. So we'll see our total go up, and I do believe it's around $6,500 at the moment, with our goal being $10,000 if you were following the storyline last week. So today will be a mostly music program with a couple of pieces of information that I thought was important for you to know. I want to tell you about this press release that came to me at the, well, probably about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and it was just sort of post a show that was being done, and then, you know, the last Wednesday of the month is the STEM podcast from SFU here, and then we had Fun Drive, and now here we are. But it is a... It is a press release from the Community Legal Assistance Society here in BC, and they are announcing a new program that provides free legal advice to anyone who has experienced sexual assault in BC. And that launched, as I said, about 3 weeks ago. They're offered by Community Legal Assistance Society, which is acronymed as CLASS, C-L-A-S. And CLASS is a not-for-profit society that provides legal assistance, information, and education throughout BC. So their program is called Stand Informed. And what it offers is up to 3 hours of free, confidential legal advice to clients, regardless of age, gender, income, whether they have reported the assault to the police, or if they are uncertain that what they even experienced is a sexual assault. Even though it happens quite frequently throughout British Columbia, it is a very underreported crime to the police, and few people seek help. And I think this is probably why they launched this service, to, you know, be able to help people who are in a position to sort of quandary their experience and what to do about it. So the Criminal Code of Canada defines sexual assault as intentional sexual touching without consent. And consent must be expressed freely and be ongoing and can be revoked at any time. This new service is made possible through government funding through the Department of Justice Canada and was contracted by the BC Ministry of Public Safety and the Solicitor General to provide this service. Because multiple research studies conducted by Statistics Canada, my words are just not forming properly this morning very easily at all. bear with me. Statistics Canada and multiple research studies that they have done show that women, especially young women, Indigenous women, and people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer, and two-spirited disproportionately experience sexual assault at an alarming rate. And a statistic from 2019 shows that 37% of women over the age of 15 in British Columbia have experienced a sexual assault. However, only about 6% are reported to the police. And reasons people don't report to the police include distrust of the police themselves, fear that their case will not be taken seriously, or that they cannot achieve justice through the Canadian justice system, or because they are unaware of their options and are unfamiliar with the legal system. And I think that that's huge, right? Thinking about going to court and thinking about interacting with a lawyer is daunting, even if you have had experience, and maybe if you've had experience, even more daunting, because not always those experiences go well, or achieve the outcome that you want. And so the Stand Informed Legal Advice Service is hopefully going to fill a gaping hole in the legal assistance available to people in the province. Up until now, there wasn't anywhere that people could turn to for accessible legal advice if they wanted. And so this is really fulfilling a need, and hopefully increasing the ways that British Columbians can feel safer in their community, and for those folks who have experienced gender-based violence and need to access support when they need it, how they need it, and where they need it, this will hopefully really, as I said, fill a gap. So once again, that is a new program called Stand Informed through CLASS, which is the Community Legal Assistance Society. And you can find out more information on their website and receive free legal advice. You can also call 604-673-3143 to find out more information and to actually talk to someone or get on their intake. And their email address is standinformed, all one word, at classbc, that's classbc.net, and I can post a link to the website for you to find more information about them and their programs. So exciting that's a new service. Disturbing that in this day and age we still need these services, and we're not so far beyond them that that we don't need them anymore. But glad to see people are making some headway into new services to support our peeps out there. All right, a little bit more music for us here on the program. We're going to venture into something a little bit more maybe folky, acoustic-y. This is Canadian band Wide Arches and a song that calls to me this morning in a little bit of my melancholy heart. This is called Sadness Wears Her Prettiest Dress here on Intravenous. Oh. Maybe that doesn't want to play. All right. Nope. Wide Arches doesn't want to play. So we're going to have to hear a different group. I still want to keep it in the more sort of folky, softer vein. Let's hear from Sophia Talvik from the album Center of the Universe. And
so I think Deborah mentioned that you've done
a track called Meanwhile in Winsboro. Here on Intravenous.
All that. this really is the end. How will you spend it, my friend? Hold up in your house till you're alone in the world. All the food you could eat till this virus is beat. Hold up in your house till you're alone in the world. Meanwhile, the winds grow, the apple blossoms bloom. Spring is coming soon. Spring is coming soon.
Well, I tried to see the light.